All righty, we're here live from the parlor of Grand Hotel for the Michigan Association of Convention and Visitors Bureaus annual education conference. I just saw Dave Jerzak. Well, he's gone already. But Dave is the president of operations at Grand Hotel. We'll be sure to check in with him after the 8 o'clock news. And then Tim High will be here, Mackinac Island Tourism CEO. And our dear, dear friend Chris Shepler will be here as well. We got a lot going on. And then checking in with Lloyd Jackson on an event over the weekend with something about the governor and lieutenant governor being involved. But right now, the man of the hour for a couple of different reasons. First of all, he is the MACVB president for 2022. And secondly, and maybe most importantly, today is his birthday.
Oh, geez.
And this is not a bad place to celebrate a birthday. Trevor Tkach is here as the president and CEO of the Traverse City Tourist. Good to see you, Trevor. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're so shy about this. It's your birthday.
I know. It's going to be a long day at a conference like this. I'm going to get a lot of that, aren't I?
Yes, you are. You are, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because this is such an important conference in such an important sector of our success and health as a state.
It is. Yeah, it's an important part of our overall economic makeup here in the state. I mean, we are very dependent on tourism. Leisure travel, hospitality. Many of us have chosen that as a career, and we're still recovering from some of the challenges associated with the pandemic, but it's great to see an event like this happening on Mackinac Island. And I tell you what, the boat was full coming out. The ferry on Sunday coming to the island was full. Every one of those rides was full.
Absolutely. Trevor, it's funny you mentioned that because Ann came on a boat like an hour after me on a Shepler's ferry. I came out. Tony came out. We came out on three different boats. Ava, did you? Yeah, four different boats. All of them were full.
Yeah. And you would expect it the other direction on a Sunday. Like
right.
Everybody's leaving, but everybody
right.
was coming.
Everybody
what a
was
great
coming.
Sign.
It
what
is
a great sign.
It is a great sign. And just so we know, since we know that Trevor is the president, CEO of Traverse City Tourism, as announced when I introduced him, but we're going to be broadcasting from his hometown come a week from today.
That's right.
So Monday we'll be there. We'll talk a lot more about Traverse City. You've got your other hat on right now.
That's
as
right.
The president of the MACVB. And I want to talk a little bit about Pure Michigan because we love it, the whole concept, mm-hmm. and the hospitality industry overall. It isn't all the way back yet.
It's not. And I think we're struggling with probably a generational issue with workforce now. You know, when the pandemic hit, all hospitality kind of closed up. 27% of all the jobs lost in our great state were leisure and hospitality related jobs. 27%. Now that when we start rehiring, that doesn't just come back right away.
Mm-mm.
So a lot of people have chosen to move into different sectors or doing different things, but our economy is still depending on that hospitality and leisure business. And a lot of it's also associated with group business. I mean, great events like what we're doing on Mackinac Island, the bigger metros like Detroit and Grand Rapids, Lansing, Kalamazoo, Flint, they depend on big group business, and that's not completely back. And a lot of that starts with Pure Michigan. It just does. That's how it works in our business. It starts with the state having a good marketing campaign, opening doors for us to get these great meetings and events. So we need to support this because it's an ecosystem that really all of us in this state depend on. Whether you work in hospitality or not, you need your neighbor to have a good paying, sustainable job. And that's probably one of them is probably working for hospitality, frankly.
Well, and that's a great area to work usually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming back to being a great area to work. And we are, let's face it, we're Detroit-centric as a Detroit-based radio station, but we also, with our 50,000-watt mega signal, care about all of Michigan, obviously, and we're concerned. We want it all to come back. We are now heading into a very important time for Pure Michigan with color tours, and everybody throughout the great state of Michigan is open for business and ready to welcome people.
Oh, indeed. And it's so important that we frequent those places. Like we were talking about people coming to the island on a Sunday, you know, in what would be less than ideal weather, right? But it's still a great experience. Like, we want to be on the island. People want to come up and do the color tours in Petoskey and Traverse City, Gaylord. They want to explore. And not only people moving around our state, and in Michigan, we are well-traveled in our own state. We're kind of a cul-de-sac if you think about how physically the state is designed, surrounded by water. But it's also critically important that we're bringing dollars in from outside of our state. And that's why that state campaign and our destinations do a good job of marketing outside of our state to pull those new dollars in, because that's like an export. We're exporting tourism to them. They're bringing dollars into our state. And that's important.
Let's face it, the great state of Michigan is great in that it's huge. Mm-hmm. And there are all different kinds and things and styles and events and activities you can get involved with. And Kelly Wolgamott, your director of travel marketing at Pure Michigan, told us that, in fact, there was a big award, number one in the country for color tours in our Upper Peninsula.
I know it. Isn't that fabulous? It's so great to see those stories. And Mackinac Island voted the best island in America. It's the recognition that we all know we deserve. It's good to keep telling that story, because we need to keep bringing those visitor dollars into our economy. But also, this is the best recruiting tool for our state to pull more workers into our state. Hospitality is not the only industry suffering with not having enough workers. If we can keep a strong campaign, people want to have fun here. It means they'd probably want to live here, relocate here, start a family or business or something here in Michigan. Well, we got to support that and keep pushing it forward. Otherwise, we're going to fall behind other states.
By the way, speaking of awards and noted places, Island House just down the street got a big award.
Yeah.
So we're happy for them. I mean, it's just a lot of good stuff going on. That's why you've got a smile on your face.
Yeah, it is. It's good stuff. But again, we struggle trying to get the fully staffed workforce, because we love if you work in hospitality, you want to serve others, but we want to do it at the highest level quality we can. And it's hard when we're being stretched. You know, it's hard when people have to take on more responsibility and do more. We need more people to get back into our industry.
Happy birthday again, Trevor Tkach, President and CEO of Traverse City Tourism. Most importantly for this conversation, the 2022 MACVB President, as we continue.